Well, basically, Corsica is known as the summer playground of France and Italy's rich and famous. And it's also one of the last corners of the Western Mediterranean, which still has stretches of wild, untouched coastline. And this is because France has had very strong coastal protection laws in place, but also because over the last 30 years, there's been a separatist movement here. And armed groups have said very much that villas and hotels were part of the target there. So we've seen sort of empty villas being bombed for quite a long time to make a point. But now, in the last few weeks, the struggle has really got much bigger because the local executive in Corsica has now put forward an economic plan to boost the island by opening up some of this protected land and allowing it for building. So an island that was saved the building of the concrete horrors of Majorca or even France's Côte d'Azur or Monaco is now likely to see much more building, ruining patches of its beautiful coastline.
And there's a direct line to the president, isn't there, in this story?
Well, yes, it's now got very interesting because, of course, the president himself loves Corsica. His first wife was Corsican. And he tends to move in showbiz circles in Paris. And we all know that a lot of Paris's showbiz stars absolutely adore Corsica and its coastline. And, of course, once you've holidayed there and you've got enough money, you can afford to build your own fantastic villa. Now, what's happening is people have been getting round the coastal planning laws and villas have been popping up in places where they shouldn't be. And that's partly because this is a very lawless island known for its clans, its mafia, its armed separatists and protection rackets. And so this row has now reached the president's friends. One of his friends, Jack Seghela, who's a publicist who introduced Sarkozy to his wife, Carla Bruni, has just had plans for one of his villas overturned in the south because it was encroaching on protected land. And there's another actor, Christian Clavier. Now, he has a villa in Porto Vecchio. There's nothing illegal about it, but just his existence has really annoyed nationalists. And last year, nationalists basically occupied the area around his swimming pool, filmed this in protest at foreigners, French foreigners occupying the island. And they were fined for this last month. And Nicolas Sarkozy was so furious that one of his friends could be targeted in this row over building that the island's police chief was actually sacked. This plan now, which is called the PADUC, this economic plan, which is going to open up land for building, is going to go in front of the Corsican Assembly in March and be voted on. There's a huge movement here. There's about 80 groups ranging from ecologists to trade unionists who are fighting to stop it. There are also nationalist politicians who are forming a new political party here next weekend, Corsica Libera, and they really want to get this stopped in March. They want this to be halted in its tracks.
But Corsica is a really poor island. Surely any extra money that's been brought in is going to be good.
This is exactly the point. Corsica is, as I say, known as this rich playground, but actually it's one of the poorest regions in France. And there are about 10% of the population living on really precarious incomes. And of course, you've got young Corsicans who are leaving because the land has now got so expensive there that they can't afford to buy a house at all. Now, economic people are saying that there does need to be a plan for the island, but their argument is that you can't just invest in what they call unbridled tourism. And you can't just have concrete buildings and redo the mistakes that Spain is so heavily regretting on Majorca.
Is there any evidence that tasteless development that's going to take place there?
This is the argument of the people who are suggesting the plan. So you've got the Corsica Executive and the Corsica Assembly are both headed by people in Nicolas Sarkozy's party and his centre-right UMP party. Their argument is that they're only going to open up 10% of protected land in Corsica. Now, environmentalists say that's too much. They say, why go back on an island that has been protected and is now called the Island of Beauty and make it more like the Côte d'Azur, which has villas really encroaching on the coastline? The argument of the executive is, no, we have to develop this place, and tourism is the main, but not the only means. You have to look at what might be built. We're talking about golf courses and golf clubs, which take up a lot of water, and that's another environmental issue. And there's also an idea that could politicians on this very kind of plan-like island stand to benefit when land opens up? Could they do well out of deals? They deny this, but it's something that's very much poisoned the atmosphere in Corsica at the moment.